Paul Bowden, Western Regional Advocacy Project. To really understand homelessness in the United States today, we must look beyond the individual that we see in the street that happens to be homeless, or the images that we see in advertising or in campaigns that are launched to remove homeless people from communities. We must understand and start to relate to that we are talking about millions of people in the United States, families, single adults, youth, seniors, working poor, educated, non-educated. We are talking about people with varied biographical backgrounds that are finding themselves in a similar position. The position that they find themselves in is they are without housing. They are not homeless. They are from a community. They are not bums. They are human beings. What they have in common, the only thing they have in common, is that they are homeless. We also need to relate to the fact that this country has been in this place before. As you will see, this country has experienced massive homelessness before. What was different then than today, it was one thing and one thing only. It was a federal commitment to invigorating economic stimulus and housing and education and access to treatment for people in local communities. That is the context that gives body to understanding the issue of homelessness today. In 1970s, 1960s, 1950s, we still had the remnants of the New Deal era programs that you will see talked about and you will see displays of. In 1979, those programs began to be decimated. By 1983, those programs had in fact been completely defunded and withdrawn from the funding streams of local communities to ensure that local residents, whether they were working poor or poor, had access to a roof over their head. Look at this work, understand the humanity of it, understand the systemic causes of it and the differences in the individuals and in the people that are being talked about, and understand that it is only through a recommitment of societal addresses in dealing with homelessness, as opposed to the individual rehabilitation of homeless people, that we can get back to a place in this country where we don't have millions of people sleeping in our streets, in our local communities, in our cities, in our rural areas. Only with this kind of joint effort and joint community-wide understanding of the systemic issues of homelessness can we begin to make a real difference.